comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates. You are now listening to Let Them Know MMEO.
What's up? Welcome to the Let Them Know MMEO show, episode 51.
Back in the building, it's your boy Sugar Shane.
And Bronstone.
Back with another one, man. Took a nice little hiatus, man. We've been gone for a minute, man. We have some technical difficulties, man. And some other things going on. Just a lot of things going on in life, you know what I'm saying? While, you know, on the mission of stopping procrastination, you know what I'm saying, and getting things done. So, how you been, Brother Ron, man? How you been, bro?
All right. Welcome back, man. It's glad to be back in the studio. You know, you got Antonio in the house.
Antonio!
Little Shane.
What a building.
He's going to be talking in a minute. But yeah. And we got Jay Starr in the Heezy.
Nah, man.
What's good with it? He was good. Special how y'all doing
guest,
out
special
there?
Special guest, the Caddy.
Yep. So it's glad to be back, man. So what's been going on, man, during our hiatus from, what, June?
Yeah.
June, July, August, September, June, July. So that's 4 months. So what's going on? What'd you do during that 4 months? How was that?
You know, I mean, first and foremost, you know what I'm saying? I have been helping raise my kids, man. You know, first and foremost. But it's been a lot of birthdays. You know what I mean? You know, I had, like I said, the birth of my son a few months ago. And then on top of that, one of my daughters had a birthday. My father, he came out here for his birthday. I had my birthday. My girl's birthday just passed. Your girl's birthday just passed.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of family visits, man. And then on the work side of the game, you know what I mean? At the new spot I'm at, you know what I'm saying? I've elevated a little bit. So, you know what I'm saying? That's, some positive things on that note.
Okay. So, like, if you break it up, like, July, August, September, like, July, what'd you do?
Let me see. July, I think my son was just born. No, he was born in, what, May, June? So he's about 2 months. I was really just focused on working and taking care of the household because, you know what I'm saying, I got a household now with, I got 4 children, you know what I mean, and that's clothes and, you know what I'm saying, activities, all kind of different things going on. But, yeah, that man still, you know what I'm saying, writing music, whatnot.
Yeah. So nothing really in July. How about August?
Nothing major. So August was my birthday.
Oh, shoot.
So you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, besides, you know what I'm saying, I had a little fun, whatnot. Other than that, you know what I mean, kind of, you know, stepped it up on my diet a little bit. Mm-hmm. I will say that August I did step it up on my diet, you know what I'm saying? I started taking certain things about, you know what I mean? Trying to get healthier, trying to, you know what I'm saying, keep taking steps towards it. You know what I'm saying? To get to, you know, a complete regimen and complete workout status and stuff like that. And let's say August up to September, you know what I'm saying? Been working hard at work. And, you know what I'm saying? Trying to elevate there. Trying to, you know what I mean? Make my little stamp and try to get cross-trained in as many things as I can. And, you know what I'm saying? Become a value and build my resume up to where, you know what I'm saying? When I take it elsewhere or if I need to take it elsewhere, you know what I'm saying? I got good credentials. And if not, I can try, you know, elevate to the company.
Yeah, that's cool.
How about yourself, man?
Okay.
Just to give it the monthly breakdown.
The monthly breakdown. So July, you know, July 4th. Mm-hmm. So we went to Golden Nugget, saw the fireworks up over there. Oh, did something different because we're always doing fireworks and everything. So This time we're like, we're not going to spend no money on fireworks. We're just going to go to the hotel.
You just enjoy yourself one time instead of, you know what I'm saying?
Then, you know, I had to go to the beaches. So, probably hit a couple beaches. And then went to Huntington, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, I was there.
Yeah, it was like, good. Because it was they were celebrating my niece, Maria, and her success stories in high school and all that.
Shout out to Maria. Shout out to Niecy, man. Shout out Maisha, man.
August, it was slow, but shoot, at the end of August, you know, went to some more beaches. So, and then September was like, it was crazy.
September's been booming for you, huh?
Yeah, because all the birthdays and stuff like that. But this year, you know, I wanted to do something different for my birthday because last year we went to Miami.
Oh, yeah.
For the birthday.
That's right.
And after Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Then I had that heart situation.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
So then this year I wanted to change everything around and be like, okay. It's like I'm glad to be here for another year after that situation happened.
Definitely.
So instead of like getting
happy anniversary
messed up and all that stuff, I wanted to like just chill and then just get my mind right so I could get all my ducks in a row. And shoot, I really wanted to climb Mount Charleston, you know, on my birthday, but then it was crazy because a couple days before my birthday, we came up with this property, this VA property, and shoot, man, we got blessed with this property, so we purchased this property, and it's a 4-bedroom, and then we're gonna convert it to a homeless veterans place, you know, and then so I was like, let's do something different for my birthday, and then let's celebrate it at the property, and which we did. Everybody came by and had a good time at the property,
sure did.
So it's like, and then the next day, climbed Mount Charleston to Mary Jane Falls. I really wanted to do that because it's like climbing a mountain or climbing a trail is like a success story, a challenge and everything. So when you go to the top, you know how it feels to get to the top and then succeed on your goals, because that was a goal, is to climb to the top and make it back down, you know, safely and healthy, you know, and have fun. So so that's about it, man. Just been hiking with you and hopefully everybody else.
It's a good metaphor of life too, you know, like you said, man, because you know, climbing the mountain is not the easiest thing. The trail is not a smooth,
running into the bumps,
ramp up
your trials and tribulation in life. But are you gonna let that stop you?
Yeah,
or are you gonna keep pushing to the top?
Because I'm about to start making that part of my regimen as far as you took me to, where was that, a mountain point?
Mountain's Edge.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a cool spot. And I'm like, okay, it's a cool little mountain on top of the fact that they have a huge playground at the bottom for the kids.
Nice. And they had a water park.
That reminded me of Golden Gate Park back in San Francisco, man. That's how cool it was, like the desert version.
Yeah, we're going to go down there. Yeah, that's cool.
Definitely. Yeah, that took me back right there.
How about you, J-Star? Those 3 months.
Man, three months, man.
How was your summer, man?
How was your summer?
We keep rolling away, man. It's been a little cool, rough ride for me, man. You know, low-key...
Let the listeners know.
Been, you know, just trying to get my route back going. Trying to get back to my little 9-to-5 every day, you know. I have fell off... I fell off at the end of June, man, working at the nursing home, man, and you feel me, ever since then, man, you know, just been having little trials and tribulations on shit, you know, been going through some shit, you know, so I've been trying to get back right, but other than that, man, everything been good, you know, everything right and good, but yeah, other than that, It was a nice summer for me, y'all. You know what I mean? Didn't have to really worry about nothing, no drama, nothing like that. But like I said, just trying to get back on the right route, you know?
That's what's up, man.
And that's all I can do, you know?
Trying to You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to elevate. I'm going to just tell you that right now, you know?
Okay, man.
And I'm going to tell you this. If nobody going to help me elevate, I'm damn sure going to elevate myself. So.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to, man. For me, you know, you can't. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, everybody would like, you know what I'm saying, some help sometimes, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you gotta find, you know, ways to be self-motivated and not make anybody else an excuse or a reason, you know what I'm saying, for your success or downfall. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta, you know, hold yourself accountable so you can take, you know, full responsibility for what it is that you do or that you don't do. And, you know what I'm saying? And try to grow from that and try to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Make the right decisions and try to, like, okay, I could do this better or I could do that better. You know what I'm saying? Next time, I probably shouldn't do that at all. Whatever, like that, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I just need to do this. Because even, like I'm telling you, like, next time go, you know, hiking with me and Ron, man. Because that was just like it. It just, like, you just feel something, like you said, just climbing a mountain.
A detox.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes you, feel some type of way when you get up there.
It does.
It does. You feel a sense of accomplishment. You feel a sense of, like, it's therapeutic. It really is.
It is.
I'll have to check into that, man. With
it's like you have to be, like, mentally and physically ready to climb that mountain. It's just like life.
Yeah.
Are you going to be mentally and physically ready when it's time? You know? Are you going to do what it takes to get to the top?
You're going to have the will.
Or are you just going to be looking at the top and be like, I'll be there someday.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, when you start getting tired, when your legs start getting, you feel me, start getting heavy, whatever like that, like, you know what I'm saying, you gotta have the will to keep pushing it, you feel me, and to keep going.
Yeah.
And, like, you feel me, just keep telling yourself, you feel me, I'm gonna get there.
See, that's why I always say to RJ and everybody, you know, you always strive to the top because the bottom's overcrowded. Because there's only a certain amount of people that's gonna climb that mountain and make it to the top. Everybody else just sits at the bottom and be like, and just looks at it, like, right?
And you know, that crossed my mind a couple of times. I think that, you know, because, like, it's like, you know, how many times I try to climb to that top, you know what I mean? You always gonna come across something that's gonna knock you down. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. But you're gonna let it stop you.
And that's the thing right there. That's where I tend to fall off in life, you know.
Yeah.
Where I let it get right there. You know, I'm getting right there. I'm up there. I'm on the road. You know, like, it ain't no stopping. I'm like mind focused, game focused. You know what I mean? Other than that, it's just something that comes into my life. It could be a female. It could be, like, you know, it could be just a good deal, like, you know, with money wise, you know. And it'll just knock me down back all the way to the bottom, you know. So that's where I know I tend to fall off at, but that's where I'm working at. And I mean, trust and believe, I'm going to tend to get there because eventually I'm not going to be going through that route no more, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you got to just take it, you know, things happen, man. For me, life is going to, this guy, ups and downs.
I'm learning from my right and wrong. You know what I mean?
Been going through, like, you know, certain situations with my, you feel me, my living situation to where, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the downfall is also a blessing. Because, you feel me, and right now, what we're seeking right now, you feel me, is way far beyond where we're at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's reachable, it's attainable, mm-hmm. and right now we're making the necessary sacrifices, you feel me, and busting our chops, you feel me, what they say, lace your boots up or whatever like that, you feel me, but basically we on the grind like a mug, like, you know what I'm saying, just to get it, because, you know, we said big family, you feel me, we need a house, you know what I'm saying, and they over here trying to raise our rent where we stay at, and it's not... Just say it's not the greatest place in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not the worst, but it's not worth what they're trying to charge. And it's like, you feel me? But in order to get the things that you want, though, you feel me, that you feel like you deserve, you feel me? You gotta, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You gotta work hard for it. And that's why, even like, I'm excited just on another note. You know what I'm saying? Next week, me and my girl were going to Memphis, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Because through her tax and credit business, you feel me, the company that she's with, she just got promoted from this past tax season, you know what I'm saying, for her numbers and whatnot, and for the output that she's gotten. You know what I'm saying? She got promoted to, I think, like, national vice president of the company. But, yeah, we're going to go out there for a master class, you feel me, and they're also giving out the little awards and whatnot. But, you know what I'm saying, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just a, it kind of just like showed us like, okay, bam, like, cause you know, neither one of us been to Memphis, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? We haven't really been too far out of California too much, to be honest. You know what I mean? But at the same time too, like, you know, like stuff like that is just showing that if you put in work with it like that, you feel me, like things could happen. Like next thing you know, we're going out there to visit a place we've never been, you feel me, off of some business stuff, but of course we can enjoy it too.
Oh yeah, you have to go out there and enjoy that right there, especially totally different atmosphere, man.
Mm-hmm. Just, I can't wait, man. I ain't never been to the South yet, man.
It's like all, like country, totally different. It's like stop signs, the stop lights are different, what the roads mean? Are different.
Stop lights are different.
Yeah, they're hanging from a wire. And,
oh.
Yeah, they're not like.
Oh, it's old school.
Yeah.
Is they food different out there?
Food oh, different.
They got that southern, that
barbecue.
Food,
they got that real barbecue out there, man. You know, that's I'm a big fan of food, man, you know.
They got their different styles of barbecue all through the South.
Fried gizzards. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about the gizzard.
That rag bologna and slaw barbecue.
Rag bologna. Yeah,
I don't know nothing about that.
Man, I was eating all kinds of stuff out there.
You eating possum soup?
Man, if they would have
they ran out of that.
I wouldn't mind trying it.
I ain't gonna lie, I want to try some one day because just like people I've heard, they're like, man, it's not that bad. I'm like, why?
I'll try
anything once.
I've tried some exotic food before, man. I've tried some like very exotic food before, like I won't believe me, like I've tried like
McDonald's.
No, like kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Yeah, they got like that. They got all different types of stuff.
Oi, Mike.
You feel me? But. I'm gonna tell you,
kangaroo baggies,
elk, kangaroo. You got elk. You know, I know people used to. You used to elk. Yeah. You heard of elk. You know what I mean?
I had elk.
You feel me?
Elk. We have venison.
I've had venison.
Bison.
I've had snake.
Rabbit.
Does frog legs count?
Get frog legs and all that.
Gator tail.
I've had gator.
Yeah, you tried the gator tail at Bourbon Street.
Also, I remember the first time I had gator was at a Juneteenth festival in Oakland back in the day. My pops told me it was chicken, and I ate it, and he told me it was gator. It was bomb, though. It was fire. I had to give me another stick.
You liked it, did it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, snap. I said, what else is good out there? I thought about eating Komodo dragons, all kind of stuff.
Man.
So Mac Ron, man. So how's been the real estate going on, man? Like, so I think you got a few different things going on, if I'm not mistaken, huh?
Oh yeah. So yeah, I did a little bit of investing with my real estate partners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he came with the Airbnb, and I supplied him with furniture and all that stuff, and to make. A nice profit off of it.
Okay.
And then I did that twice. And then with the property right here for the VA, invested a little something in that one right there. So it was cool. It's a $440,000 property, 4-bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 1,500 square feet. So yeah, 4-bedroom. So we could lease. We're leasing 3 veterans for long-term leases and 2 short-term veterans on the lease.
What's up, man? Shout out to all the veterans, man. You feel me? Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody that participated in the military, you feel me, on a righteous standpoint. You feel me?
Yeah. So we're trying to get more properties. Under, it's called Refuge for Heroes.
Okay, Refuge for Heroes. That's what's up.
So anybody out there, if they know anybody that's wanting to sell their property, and will be happy to purchase it, you know, and so we can house more homeless veterans, and we're trying to expand it to house unfortunate families. Trying to get in the process of that also.
Oh yeah, that's righteous.
last 10 minutes.
Yep.
So fall into success. So we need to, I know you and I were talking, and then you were just talking about that you want to build your way. You want to start that momentum going.
Yeah.
You know, to end of the year.
Yep.
You know, at least you could say, okay, this month I did this. This week I did this. You got 3 months left in this year. So that means you got 12 weeks. So you could have weekly goals and monthly goals.
Mm-hmm.
That's obtainable.
Yeah.
So you got any goals in mind that what you want to do? So 12 weeks, three months.
What about you, J-Star?
What you got going, J-Star? Last 10 minutes.
Man.
Make it quick.
I'm honest with you. I'm trying to do my bi-weekly. I'm trying to get back onto, like I said, this 9-to-5, and then I need to get my ID within the next 14 days.
So that's
okay.
That's 14 days. Go.
We're going to hold you accountable. Yep. The next show, we're going to let the listeners know what J-Star did.
Yep. You don't get the ID, man. So,
is he or is he not going to? We're going to replay this episode. Is he?
And Max gave me three.
Was this you that said this?
Max gave me three, but I'm going to let y'all have that.
Three at the most.
Before like this. So like before this, before the end of the month. Before Thanksgiving, I will be
before
working.
Before the end of the month.
Before Thanksgiving? You mean before Halloween, man?
For Halloween.
Yeah, man. Thanksgiving. You talking about 2 weeks.
Then you said 3 weeks.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing, man?
He's trying to extend it.
I'm trying to extend it.
That's procrastination.
I didn't slide that in there. I'm trying to plot on how
I'm going. Are you procrastinating?
Nah.
Are you trying to give the listeners excuses?
No, but like I said,
why you can't do it?
All I said was, I'm going to be working before Thanksgiving.
That's you are going to be working.
Okay, you said ID.
Okay. ID.
I didn't say nothing about the ID before. I said I'm going to be working.
Yeah.
I said
we could rewind it.
Yeah, you could. But I'm just saying. I said I'm going to be working. I'm going to be working before Thanksgiving.
Okay,
that's for sure. Okay.
But don't you need your ID?
Yeah, I'm gonna get that within 3 weeks.
Okay. Yes.
And next time y'all hear from me, trust and believe, that's how we doing around here.
Should be
two already. And I got a lot of 3 weeks. I got a lot of help on my side, so there should be no excuse why I shouldn't be getting it. You feel me?
Exactly. No excuse.
No excuse.
All right, listeners, he's letting you know that there's no excuse why he should not get his ID
within
3 weeks.
The parameters.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay.
She can at least order it in the next week and a half.
Exactly.
And then another 2 weeks.
If you do it by tomorrow, because ain't no...
Probably going to end up doing it tomorrow.
So what do you got going tomorrow? See, that's what you got to think of. See? So you can do it. You got 24 hours in a day.
So
you sleep for 8 hours. So what else are you doing?
Less than that. You know, but yeah, okay. What about you? What about you, Big Shane?
Man, you know what I'm saying? My big plans, like, I'll start off with weekly goals is I need to do stuff like, so my weekly goals, man, I want to start getting my content organized as far as, like, my music put in certain spots and stuff like that on top of creating content, like, such as, like, reaction videos and stuff like that and more MMEO stuff. As far as on a weekly basis, and then my more long-term goals as far as, like I say, monthly, like I said, right now it's the grind to save up and keep working and taking this overtime and whatnot, and then so I can move my family into a house. You feel me? So that's I'm going to move into a house before Thanksgiving, if not, okay. You feel me, before the end of the year for sure.
Okay, so that's my goal for this year, period,
until, you feel me, the next step after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, yeah, there'd be different goals after that, too, as soon as that's completed. But that's right now, that's my main focus.
That's cool.
So, how about yourself, Ron?
That's a good focus, man. Well, my goal is to see my weekly, is to see, that was my downfall, is to see 5 clients a week, at least. Because I can't even see 5 clients in one day when I did before.
Right.
So monthly is at least 25 properties in a month. And for my 3 month is to have another property before the year ends. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey man, I think all these goals sound attainable.
They are.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, with no excuses. And you know what I'm saying, we all put in the work. He said don't procrastinate with it like that. And man, like I said too, I ain't gonna lie. Also, I'm gonna throw in for some of my goals too, the weekly goals, is to do something like going hiking every week, taking my kids to go hiking. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, or like, you know what I'm saying, take them on an outing like that and have fun while getting some exercise.
Yep. Go on an outing. It's not too hot. You know, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Unless that thunder come back. Man. Bring it back in the house.
Alright, yeah. So we're going to hold each other accountable. Our new time and days that we air is every first Saturday of the month at 12 p.m. So let's close this show up. Any closing remarks?
I'll just say, man, to anybody, you know what I'm saying, to anybody and everybody, man, just, you know, just keep your head up, keep a positive mind frame, try to always look at things with the glass half full, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, even in the moment, just keep you cool, and then, you know, make your next move the best move. Like you said, set yourself some goals, and don't give yourself any excuses. So, that's me, man, you know, much love.
J-Star.
Shout out to the people, man, out there that really want to do something, man. I'm on your side to the end. I'm on everybody's side. So I just wish the best for everybody out there that's listening to this and taking knowledge, taking key to words. You know, I don't expect you to take everything in your ear, but if it hit a mind or something or spark something in your mind, take heed to it, you know. It ain't never too late to change. We can always be the same, but it ain't never too late to change.
Yup.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, but closing remarks, just, you know, do your thing. Always plan out your days and all that, you know. Because, shoot, we always say 24 hours, use it or lose it.
Plan out your days and count your spending.
Keep
track of all your spending.
So at least every month, if you guys want to give us some feedback, like what's your goals, you know, let us know if you guys are accomplishing your goals and so forth.
Or, you know what I'm saying, certain people who say are accomplishing goals, you know, what tips or what advice would you give people, you know what I'm saying, to help them out with their struggles. And like you said, anybody else, you know what I'm saying, just seeking answers or, you know what I'm saying, trying but not exactly knowing, you know, just reach out. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Never know. You might get some good information or meet the right person.
So, yeah. If you guys have any questions or comments, you know, email us. MMEO2016@gmail.com.
Holla, man. Y'all know y'all be safe out there, man. And the best to all y'all, like I said. So, much love to everybody in the streets and out there and that's living that. Holla, holla, man.
MMEO, let them know.
Let them know, MMEO.
MMEO.
Later.
Hello, boys and girls. How are you?
You know, today is going to be a wonderful day.
I know you like that.